Stopped. Okay.
There we go. Okay. Okay, so we are semi-qualify involved.
Like
What? Semi-qualify involved. Sifchas. A goal is mixus. If you have a wagon that has on it a cover, right? So sarim halchin b'hem, that the officers go in them. V'yesh mem mechupim mebifneim bebig deitzem hashem klayim, and some of them are covered on the inside. This is what we discussed with the trains that have klayim. Ki mestama nitfru b'chutei pishtan, because mestama they're sewn with linen. Mutar leleches b'hem, you're allowed to go without yizor shalei lisham b'tzadim sheyeshem klayim. You're allowed to go in them. As long as you're not leaning on the sides, because some of them have climb. When we call Shekain Shizor, Shalela Shevis Ala Karim, of course, don't sit on the pillows, Shein climb, because that's also climb. Yesh Matir and Afilu Leshev Ala Karim, and there are those that say you could even sit on the pillows, Kimet Shasuim Ba'ifin Shein Nechfafan Al Tzidide Ha'adam, because there are, what just happened? Hold on, I just lost the place. So because they don't again, it's hard to picture this whole thing, but when you sit down on the pillow, is that with the shiloh, is it stiff? If it's stiff, then there's no chashash of anything wrapping around you. If it's soft, then we're afraid that maybe one of the strings of shanis is going to wrap around you, right? So therefore, he's saying here, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, that's the end of Klein. Simon Kufay and Zion, Hilchus Bechor Behema Tahira. Saralach of Bechor of Behema Tahira. Yeah, meaning the oldest animal, the oldest firstborn of animals is considered a Bechor, right? So let's see. Aleph, Yisrael sheyodele behemah tahara. If Yisrael has a behemah tahara, shaloi bechor, and it's to him, and it's a bechor mitzvah laakdisha v'loimar, and it's a mitzvah to be makdish and to say harei ze kodesh. This is hakdish and emor takdish Hashem elikecha. V'imloi hakdishim miskadosh me'ela merechem. And even if you don't make it kodesh, it's considered Hekdesh, Kodesh, Mei Rechem. Right? And therefore, it's considered automatic Hekdesh. That is a big problem nowadays. Right? For nice them, Isa Lakayan, Bain Shu Tam, and you give it to the Kayan, whether it's a Tam, a Bain Shu Nafa by Mumma, whether there's a Mumma on it, a few another by Mumma, even if it's born with a Mumma. Of a Layat Ne Lakayan by Ida Kot and Maid, but do not give it to the Kayan when it's very small. Shain Zu Gedula Lakayan, because that is not considered Gedula to the Kayan, right? Because it's not considered chashuv to give it so young. Ela bailam etaplam boy ad sheyigdal ma'at. The bailam, the owner, has to work with it a little bit till it gets a little older. V'hayna badaka lamed yoim, by a small animal like sheep and goats, 30 days. V'gasa nun yoim, and by cows and those type, it's 50. V'mein le kayan motzei, and if you don't have a kayan, you have to take care of the animal until you have a coin, until you find the coin. Days. Let's say the coin, let's we just said you can't give it to the coin too young because it's not respectful. It's too much hard work for the coin. Right? So if you let's say the coin says, I'll take it anyways. If it is no mum, you're not allowed to give it to him. Because it's as if he's doing a favor for a yid, meaning it's really the yid's department, and the kohen's helping him out. And we learned a while ago that a kohen is not, you're really not allowed to use a kohen for anything, right? He's doing a taiva, and on meaning looks like the kohen says, I'll take it and you give me the as my payment, you're giving me the animal. Zehu also davi could guys al achirim. That's also because it's like stealing from others. Avolim nafal by mum toiches man. But if a mum falls in it during that time, Ramalei akoyin tineu li shaychlan, give it to me to eat. Mutar sharei yachal shachte miyad. Because once it has a mum, then he could just shecht it. So the kohen doesn't necessarily have to. Kohen doesn't necessarily have to use it. Right? Fine. Gimel. A kohen ain't a right to the kabbalah b'nei ki b'zman hazeh yesh by tereya gadol gadol yachiva by mum. So the kohen doesn't want to be mekabel because nowadays it's a big headache. You're not allowed to use nowadays. You're not allowed. There's no. You're not allowed to use it. So you have to wait till it gets a mum. So ain't a rishai. He can't. He's not allowed to do them. He can't say, "Oh, give me this headache. You give me this animal. I don't want it." So he can't turn it down. So a yid, if he really is upset at a kohen, maybe this is the way to get out Naphtali land, all right? And if you upset at him, so have a bechor and then drop it off, right? And drop it off by his house, and then and it's
Then I could sell it,
and then he has
no?
to take care of it. What?
I could sell it, kid.
I don't know. Could you sell it?
You're selling, they're selling it to me.
No, they're not. They're giving it to you. They give it to you. Don't sell it to you.
No, but I'm buying it off of them,
You don't
no?
have to, but no, you don't buy it. You get it for free.
No, but the coins are for the pigeon, no?
What? No, the coins, you do a pigeon, you paid it, and then you get to keep the coins.
Instead of the child.
Right, but we're not talking about a child. We're talking about an animal here.
Same thing, animal, child, same thing.
No, we're talking about here. No. The guy says, "I the yid doesn't want the headache of that. Nobody's being paid to nobody. It doesn't help, right? No yid wants to deal with a bechor, right? So he decides to take revenge on a kohen and he drops it off by him, right? Anyways, so you can't do that." Fine. And if the kohen realizes that Yisrael is doing this to him, he doesn't have to be mekabel. And if the Yisrael is a pesheya, because he was able to sell the animal to a guy before it gives birth, and he didn't, he doesn't have to be mekabel. He himself is metapa with it. Until the mum falls for us, you think the kind, then he gives it to the kayan. We'll get back to that, what exactly Akitsa was referring to there. Dala, Bechor b'zman hazeh, and here he's going to discuss it. Bechor b'zman hazeh, tzrichim l'hashreisoi ad sheibo boi mum. Nowadays, you have to hold on to it until a mum, right? There's nothing else to do with it because you can't shecht it. Right, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately. So Nova by mum marin isai legimu bale Torah. Once there's a mum, then you show it to three bale Torah. Ve'echan mehem yiyed baki ledasim hu mum kavua, and one of them is a baki to know that it's a mum kavua. Matir isai, and then we matir it. Ba'achar kach shechten isai, and after that we shecht it. V'imhu kosher. And if it's kosher, eichlen oisai, then you eat it, and mutter gam liyisrael, and even Yisrael is allowed to eat it. Aval einay nimkar v'makulin, but you can't sell it in stores. That much you can't do, because that's not that's it's there's kedusha to it. Veinay nishkol, the litra, and also you don't weigh it on a scale. Vein nois demimenu laklavim, you don't give it to dogs. Vein meichlen nois demimenu lakum, you can't give it to a guy either, because there is some form of kedusha to it. Hey. A bechor shenolad by mum, a bechor that has a mum, im yesh b'makom ahu anoshim haruyim latirat. If there are people in that place that are roy to be matirat, maran oisel lehem miyad, so you show it to them miyad, umeshahuter ein shayin oisel harbi, and when you allow it, you don't hold on to it. Ela im huter toish shenosei, if they matir within a year of its birth, tichon lashoisei ad sheyi leshana, you could hold on to it until it's a year old. Im huter samach lishnosei. And if they matter it close to when it's a year old, or la'achashnosai, or after a year, ain't shy, no, say yoisimilamilayim, don't hold it on to it for more than 30 days. If you were over and you held on to it, it does not become puzzle. mean, the reason why it's so difficult to hold on to it is because lemaisa, it's you're not allowed to be nene from it, and you can't use it, and you have to treat it with the proper respect, and it's a very difficult thing to do. Vav a kohen tzarich legadol es habachor ad sheyibo bo mum. The kohen, when if he gets the animal, he has to hold on to it until it gets a mum. V'yachal lemachul yisal bein sheyesh bo mum bein shein bo mum. And then, but he could sell it, right? Naftali, he could sell it. But actually, Yisrael yinuk by the kedushas b'chayra. The Yisrael has to be knowing with the kedushas b'chayra, which nobody, no sane person would want to do that. The gamla yikneil, he also can't buy it for schar. What are we going to, Naftali?
Druches.
Okay, thanks. Ein margila. Skin the bechor from its feet. You don't want to take off the skin completely. Derech margalosa through its feet. The nira kibizon that looks like a bizon. When the skin is still on kachim, mapuach, because people want to make a mapuach. A mapuach is those, like a bellow that they use to blow fire with it, right? And meaning, if you take it from the feet, that's what it seems like the kavana is, what you're going to do with it, and that's again not proper to do. So, let's say you shechted the bechor, and it's found to be a treifa. Sorry, also ba'anah. Then the skin, the spouse is also ba'anah. V'ton kvura needs kvura. Well, then it may smay atzmai, and the same thing if it dies by itself. Ton kvura also needs kvura. V'noyin shekarchim oisay besadin. That they wrap it up with a sheet, with koivin and oisav a base of kvaras ba'aymek, and you bury it in a base of kvaras very deep down. Right? Because why so deep? Because you don't want anybody to happen to dig it up and then end up using it. And that's from the tshuva me'ahava. Okay, we'll stop over there. This is it's foreign to us, all these things. But okay, we'll discuss. Oh no, you said we're skipping? What's the Shabbat? We're skipping.
Yeah, with this one day, only
Okay,
one day.
so let's just say what the kitzur was referring to. Just to nowadays, if you know that your animal is having a bechor, so then what the kitzur referred to before was that what you do is you sell it to a goy before they have the baby. When you sell the when then and then once a goy has a shutvus, it's not chayiv in bechor. That's the proper thing to do.
Didn't this
And if you
happen
don't,
a few years ago?
a few years ago, somebody called with that
But caught
shiloh,
it,
yeah.
and then they put a fence around it so nobody could b damage the b'chor.
No, you can't damage it. You just have to let it be, but you have
No,
to
they put a
constantly
fence
treat
so
it.
that nobody damages it.
Yeah, you can't. You have to treat it. Loves Amish, right? So I had somebody that called me up. I think they were in Texas.
Oh, curious comments helped out.
And that was Rabnata's story. That was the story of Rabnata Greenblatt,
Right.
right? The story by me was simpler. They, not that it's much of a story. So, they called up and they had this before, so it's a problem. So somehow I asked them, I don't know how it came out that they had bought it when it was pregnant already from a guy. So once they did that, that's also pata from a bechor. The story with Rav Nata, and correct me if you remember in Naftali the exact story.
No, say I'll remember once you say I'll let go. I don't
There
remember.
somebody came and they had a bechor. They had a bechor, and Reb Nata didn't know what to do with it. But Reb Nata says, okay, when was it born? And he made a cheshbon that it was born, it was pregnant on Pesach. So they said, oh, you sold your animals to the guy. So once you sold the animals to the guy, I think he brought it one of the tshuvas. And once you sold the animals to the guy, but for Pesach, so then because people sell the animals to the guy for Pesach because a lot of animals eat chametz. So therefore, okay, that's enough because the guy had bilis over it, and that's enough to keep it out of a bechor. That was his way of getting out of it. But anyways, the kitzur was saying before that if somebody didn't do this, because that's what you're supposed to do when you know you have a pregnant bechor, I meaning animal at least. So then he says, if you're a pesheya, then that's a problem. Meaning Yisrael should not do that. He's irresponsible if he doesn't do that. Yeah.
I'll
All
say, doesn't
right.
Franklin probably deal with this all day long, no?
Yeah, so that's what they do. They just sell it to a guy.
He just sells it to a
That's
guy
what they
every
do.
time he sees someone pregnant.
Yes. If it's the first pregnancy, yes. Happens to be, it'll be Shabbos's daf. I think Shabbos's daf it'll be. Or for,
Great.
tomorrow? No, yeah. Shabbos's daf is going to discuss this. Anyways, all right. Everybody should have a fine night. I'm sorry I got on late.
Thank
Shmi Matzliah.
you very much. You stopping the recording? Wait, land on
I'm
left area or left
trying.
area? What's it called? Okay. Someone put the